Hey, Michael, how are you?
I'm fine, except we're approaching 8 weeks.
Yeah, I did message them because I asked them, what's going on? Where are we at? And they said they're still waiting on the background check. So let me go back here.
The background check? Jesus Christ.
I know.
All right. Let's talk about something else.
Okay, talk to me.
I want to expand into Atlanta and Charlotte. Do I need a physical address for Google Guarantee? I can't remember.
For Atlanta and Charlotte, for those other states, you're saying? I mean, going into those other states?
Yeah.
Yeah, depending on what they're going to be requiring. I would say before you do that, let us get you approved first, and then we can look into expanding you into those other areas, because it's going to depend on what they're requiring as far as licensing for those locations. They might not require the license, or they might want a specific one.
Oh, no.
I know talked about that before, you and
no.
I.
They're going to require the same shit, but... Those states show reciprocity.
Uh-huh.
So that means my licenses, all my licenses will transfer.
Oh, I remember you saying that. Yeah, let me look up what the requirements are, because I want to be for sure. Okay? So give me, you said Charlotte, right?
Charlotte and Atlanta. Have I talked to you in the last couple of days?
Hold on. I, you know what? I can't even think right now. Hold on. I'll tell you the last time we talked. I always notate everything. I last spoke with you. Wait a minute. Who the heck is this? That's not you. Let me go back. Sorry. I've just been, I'm leaving a little bit early today, but I wanted to make sure I got a hold of you first, because I'm leaving here in the next 30 minutes to go to Grandma's wake rosary, and then I won't be here all day tomorrow because it's the actual funeral. Yeah. It's time to lay her to rest. It's been a while. She passed away December 21st, and we're barely doing it now.
You are hysterical. Oh,
I'm not even joking. I'm not even joking. I'll tell you what happened. So they had made that, first of all, because the church that she wanted her services at, they're abiding by Grandma's wishes, right? So the uncles that set up everything, they had it for the 23rd, because of course the church wasn't going to do any services. You know, she died on the 21st of December. You got Christmas, you got the Day of the Kings. So they're not going to do any of that, right? And no type of anything going on, not even weddings. So it pushed it to the 23rd. Well, then we find out they changed the date on us. And we have family flying in from like Oregon, family flying in from Connecticut. And it's like they changed the date because the priests are going to be on the seminars for the week. Yeah, and it's like, and my mother-in-law was beside herself because one of my brother-in-laws that lives in Oregon is flying in. Her sister was flying in from Connecticut. She's like, oh my gosh, I'm all, what is going on? Like, what? Why are we doing changes? And I'm all, because my husband, I changed his surgery date because he's a pallbearer. I changed his surgery date and postponed it so that he could carry his grandma. And then they changed the date on us, and I'm like, now I got to postpone it again. It was just like my mother-in-law was beside herself. She goes, you know what? I don't know. And then she goes, I come to find out, I guess the priests are all away on a seminar that week, so that's why. Otherwise, we would have had it at a different church. But because we're respecting Grandma's wishes, and I'm like, okay, I get it. It's just, yeah. So I'm just like, okay. Yeah. So it's like, you know what? My husband's like, I just want to put my grandma to rest already. You know what I mean? Like, it's time.
Oh, my God. Y'all
He's like, yeah, I know.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Yeah. So that's why I won't be here all day tomorrow. I'm going to look into the qualifications and everything. So is there anything else that you needed me to look into aside from that?
There was probably, but I forgot.
Oh, Jesus. You're worse than me today.
Well, Saturday night, my Goofy broke down.
No way.
With me driving the bitch.
the guy
pulled up. He says, you got a flat tire on the outside tire on the passenger side. I said, oh, great. Fuck me. So I'm on 526 Bridge. And I'm thinking, yeah, the steel in that tire is going to go through the other tire. Then now I'm going to have two fucking flat tires. Well, anyway, I call a record service. AAA shows up, a friend of mine. Said, Michael, I would put your big ass truck on my flatbed, but I'd get in trouble. I'd lose my job.
Right.
Well, I think that's a special. So I call this motherfucker back. I call this other record service I know. $500. $500 to my truck. So, go ahead and bring that fucking rig. So,
no way.
Like, it's like almost midnight. I'm freezing my ass off. It's like, God damn it. You know, I didn't mean for all this bullshit to happen.
Right.
All the money that I make that day just pissed away because I'm still needing another probably $650 fucking dollars because they got to send somebody out with a big ass rig to pick the fucking truck up. And,
oh my God. And then you're out there freezing.
It's probably going to be $1,200 before it's all said and done.
Oh Lord.
Uh-huh.
Trust me, I've been there. I have been there, Michael, where, and this is no joke. In fact, this was the day my husband ended up in the emergency room. So I used to have a catering business, right, years ago. And it was like a side hustle. And that day I was doing like a wedding rehearsal. It was in Big Bear. It was a client of mine that's used me in the past.
Big Bear.
Yes. And so, mind you, my husband was going to go with me. He got sick. He was in excruciating pain. We thought it was his pancreatitis, right? Because he had that years ago. And it was the same pain. And I said, listen, here's your Kaiser card. I'm going to go do this event. If you cannot wait for me to get back, get to the emergency room and I will meet you at the hospital. Do not wait. So I go, right? I'm driving this truck. I have a blowout on the freeway. I pull over, mind you. It is like 103, right? I'm in Redlands now. So I call the lady. I go, look, I'm waiting for AAA, yada, yada. Make a long story short, AAA gets there right away because I'm on a freeway. They're like, are you safe? Yes, stay in your vehicle. We will be there. The guy puts it on a flatbed, gets me to the nearest tire station. They take off my tires. Oh, my gosh. The guy's like, you're going to Big Bear? And I'm like, yeah. He goes, first of all, I'm not comfortable with sending you up there. You need all four new tires. Your tires are like ready to just all of them go out. Your brakes, your back brakes are gone. Your front ones need to be replaced as well. I'm looking at him and I'm like, what is this going to cost me? He's all, listen, I'm not even comfortable sending you up there because you'll make it up the hill, but you are not going to make it coming down because you have a heavy load behind you. He's like, and you're coming downhill. You will make it. You will not safely come down that hill. And I am not comfortable. I can't send you like that. And he even showed me. I mean, they were like literally, there was no pad. I'm like, how in the heck, right, have we been driving like this? My husband's a mechanic. So needless to say, I didn't go to the event. The last of the money I had on me, I spent over, it was $1,200. I came home with $100 in my bank account. To come home to finding my husband laid out on the bed telling me, I don't want to die. Get him to the hospital, and that's when they found his cancer. So I feel it was all God sent that I didn't go up that hill, up that mountain, right, for a reason. But believe me, I was like, I just spent all my money to be left with $100 until payday. Because what I had, I invested into doing this catering event, right? And not to make no money off of it.
That you didn't do nothing with, yeah.
Exactly. So I lost all of that. You know, I'll tell you, like, I felt terrible because it was the lady's daughter's wedding rehearsal. I mean, they were so understanding about it. She even told me, I don't feel comfortable with you coming up here by yourself. Like, I'm just like, okay. So I know the feeling. Trust me, when you're like, really? This is not, I'm like, really? This is for the birds, you know?
Well, I said, this is so fucked up. The guy was so nice. You know, he's like rolling down his window. You got an outside tire blowout. I said, yeah, I got an outside tire blowout now. In about 5 fucking minutes, the other one's going too.
Oh wow. Oh my gosh. Like when it rains, it pours, right?
Well, I've been there before. I know what happens to the other tire. Once they're side by side and shit. I'm like, God damn it.
Yeah, it's like. When it's one thing, then it's another, and then forget it. It's just like a ripple effect.
Well,
I used to be the type, I will tell you this, I used to be the type, I'm waiting for the shoe to drop. When's it going to happen? I'm waiting for it.
I'm that guy. I'm like, what the fuck?
You know what my husband tells me? Don't be so negative. I'm like, I'm not being negative. I'm being realistic. Like, okay, if one thing went wrong, what's the next thing? He's like, oh, you can't think like that. And I'm like, I'm being realistic here. You know what I mean?
Every freaking day. Mm-hmm.
Right? Or when it's going too good, I'm like, okay, what's going to happen? Because it's coming.
Yeah. It's, I'm going to tell you what else is coming.
What's that?
Them fucking terrorists. Those fucking Democrats, when some shit blows up, I don't want to hear shit from those motherfuckers. They don't want to close the border. That's coming. That shit's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming, bro. They can talk all the shit they want to, blah, blah, blah. That shit's coming. Evil is out. And you know, most of those stupid bastards ain't been up to other countries. Evil is out there, baby.
I know. Isn't that... You know what I worry about, Michael, is my grandkids. Because I think, like, when their generation, I mean, who knows what's going to happen then? You know?
Well, honey, crazy. Let me tell you something. We've never met, but I'm going to tell you right freaking now. They wouldn't let me come to neighborhood parties because they wanted their children to be children. I said, I ain't raising puppies. I'm raising gay. I'm raising fucking alligators. You understand me?
Yeah.
If I die tomorrow, I want those little bastards to understand that they can defend themselves, that they got the mentality to take care of themselves. They're not going to be a bunch of whiny little bitches that, you know, yeah, I got a penis. I'm putting boobs on. I'm dyeing my hair purple and shit. All these nose rings and shit. I tell them, I don't give a shit if I come to y'all's parties or not. I don't give a shit if my children go to the same school. But when my kids get home, they know what the deal is.
Yeah.
They're going to pay attention.
We just got to pray for our nation. That's all I can say is just pray.
Well, you know, the problem is those idiots, they vote. They don't. That's part of the damn problem is that people who have never seen or been in harm's way, they don't understand the pain.
Yeah.
They don't understand the pain that's inflicted on them and others.
Yeah.
It's the people, this is what angers me the most. It's the people who can't defend themselves that get hurt, too.
That's true.
I can defend
those are the
myself.
Ones that get hurt the most. Yeah.
Honey, I am one ornery, mean, tough son of a bitch if you don't know. And all my children, all three of my kids are the same way. They can dish it out and they can take it. There's not a candy ass in the bunch. But here's all these people running the country that they've never so much as been in harm's way, not one time, that are that's causing all of this problem. Anyway, I talked to my third son today. I was so excited.
Uh-huh.
he's not really my son, but I basically raised him, and we're in business together. But the son of a bitch lies to me.
Oh.
He's such a good guy. But, I mean, he can run companies virtually.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
He's that good. If he can run a company virtually, I think that's always the goal, Michael, is that when you have a business, that you're able to sit back and have a crew that's good enough that you're comfortable with sending them out, let them do the work while you collect the money, right? I mean, that's always the goal,
well,
I would think.
Guy. And he can sell. I don't know how he does it.
Sells ice to an Eskimo?
I told him he could sell Chinese food to Chinese people. when he was working for me, I was building docks and seawalls. I think I already told you that. I used to tell him, don't be smiling at me, motherfucker. I'll punch you in the fucking face.
Be nice.
I have been out eating with him in bars and restaurants and stuff. And he'll be coming back, and he'll see a girl, an awesome-looking girl, and he'll go talking to her. I'm going, oh, man, shit.
You're like, here we go. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Got to do a smile, and they just melt. They go, you are so beautiful. And I watch him. That's what they say. You are better. You are so good-looking, and blah, blah, blah. And he just says, no, I'm not like that. I said, there we go. There we go. I walked up to him. Should I call me a cab or call you a cab? Because I can see what's going on here.
Oh, my gosh.
I did not know. I thought he was still living in Charlotte. He moved to New York.
Oh, wow.
So I'm living in New York with this corporate blah, blah, blah. And got money, right? You smiled at her, didn't you? He goes, yeah, I did. I smiled at her. I said,
oh.
He said, I still want to do the metal building and stuff and this, that, and the other. I said, I know. I said, we're going to do that. I said, but you need to spend a little time doing a little something. I said,
yeah.
You know, you got to get it off the ground. I'm telling you, he's got five girlfriends.
Oh, my Lord.
Uh-huh. And they do all of his work for him, the internet, the marketing, the
Facebook. Oh, he's a smart guy.
Oh, he is. He doesn't have a college degree or nothing, but that boy is super smart. But he can get his ass in trouble. And when he gets
well, you know what my father-in-law has always said is, and my husband says this too, either do you want to work harder or smarter? You know?
Well,
my husband says this all the time.
Here's the problem, okay? When he gets in trouble, he calls me. I said, you know, I'd like you to call me when you're not in trouble.
Right, not when you need me to fix it.
Right. What he's done is he understands that.
Yeah.
He needs to call me so I can structure it. So if he does have a problem, he can handle that. He doesn't have to call me.
Right, right. Yeah, that makes sense.
That's the important part. Okay. You can go home.
Okay. Now. All right, my dear. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you. Have a good
You're
night.
Welcome. My pleasure. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.